Every morning, before I send you off to work, you should start your day with goddess nectar and a good firm femdom caning. It helps you focus. It helps you replenish and prepare for your day. And the marks across your back and thighs put so much joy inside of you. Just knowing that little secret that your coworkers would never imagine, that Mistress Brighton just beat the shit out of you before she sent you off to work. Now, beginning every morning breathing in my scent and tasting my goddess nectar makes you that much more devoted to me and that much more addicted and submissive, so that you are willing to do almost anything. Mind you, I am not a fucking morning person, which means that there will be pain involved for you for getting me up that early. That's where the caning comes in. And caning is a deliciously pleasure-filled form of impact play for the mistress, me specifically. Should you ever request a morning wake-up call from me, be prepared to suffer. Even better, if after our session you send me pictures of your cane marks for my review, I'll rate each one while I laugh and sip my coffee. So, I'm sure you're wondering, what is your reward for taking a good caning? If you're lucky, I might sit on your face again and give you a good queening session. If you're unlucky, at the roll of the femdom funsex dice, I will make you do something far worse, far more humiliating, and much more painful. Only one way to find out. I know you want to know. What's worse than sitting on your face? What's worse than caning? You will have to call 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton. And better hope I'm in a good mood if you schedule a wake-up call, because if I'm not, dun, dun, dun. This is Mistress Brighton, and I'll see you soon. If you'd like to read my blog, you can go to enchantrixtees.com. And if you want to read this particular blog that accompanies the audio, you can read it at callfordomination.com.